Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 391. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. So the other day, I was looking at my Tracks to Play document. If you've been here over the past few episodes, you've become familiar with the Tracks to Play document. And I realized that there weren't that many tracks left. And if I could put these into a podcast, then I have kind of a clean slate for some of the new stuff that's been coming in for me to listen to and consider putting on the Tracks to Play list, right? So I'm going to try to do that. Let's see how well I do stitching these last few tracks together. They're pretty disparate in style, so that might be tricky. And honestly, the one that I think I'm going to start with here, Listen, there's nothing wrong with the device you're listening on. It just sounds this way.
Thank you.
Now, not only did I do what I set out to do and actually play all of those remaining tracks in the Tracks to playlist, but I managed to do it and bring it right up to the halfway point of the episode. That's raw talent. I will wait for your applause. We started off with Beluga Brando, great name, with the title track from Become My Lungs. After that, Peter Cavadera with Pozzuoli from Verism. Tapes and Topographies is always kind enough to keep me informed about their new music. The latest album that they sent me is probably the title track of the episode, Floating World, Reflections on 36 Views of Newland Island. This is, as I understand it, music that's composed in response to or in collaboration with an art project / exhibit. That track, by the way, was called Pentir. Blue is Nine is someone who I have not heard from in quite some time, and I'm glad I got their latest, called City Spaces. And that track was The Marina. Another person I have not heard from in a while is Brian McWilliams, who records as Remnants, among other things. And I received their album Sepia Drone, and this one really caught my ear, Sentinel Species. After that, Masako pulled us out of that quiet, drony, atmospheric stuff and back into some just straight-up instrumental territory. That was Calling from Call of the Mountain's Ascent, and we closed out with Gandalf. I will be very honest with you about Gandalf and the album Earthiana. I like it. I like parts of it, and I don't like parts of it. And what I both like and do not like, paradoxically enough, is that it's got this wonderful kind of big, bombastic aspect to it in places. Very cinematic, very symphonic, very 80s New Age, which I think both appeals to me to some degree and repels me a little bit at the same time. Like, I can take it in smaller doses. I hate to make it sound like I don't like this album. I like it enough that I put a track from the album here for you, because this one really caught my ear, Australia, Dreamtime Traveler. You might just check the album out, you know, draw your own conclusions. You might like it, you might not. Who knows? That was Gandalf, Australia, Dreamtime Traveler from Earthiana. And now that we're at the halfway point and I've cleared off that list, you know what? We're going to do something I haven't done here in quite a while, and we will use the second half of the episode to go into the library. Here we go. Thank you. Off we went, wandering through the hallowed halls of the Hypnagogue Podcast Library, pulling from 20 years worth of collected music. Yes, the podcast has only been around for 15 years, but I started reviewing music back in 2003. That's when the submissions started rolling in. So there's a nice big pack of stuff to draw from. And draw from it we did. Yes, indeed we did. Started off with Kai Nabucco from the 2021 release Oberattached. That was Them Against Them. Between Interval after that from 2017's Legacy release. That was The Tunnel. And then as I wandered through the hallways, I came across
an artist, John Forgot.
You know I'm never proud of this, right? I find it funny, but I'm never proud of it, which is why we make it a bit. This time around, it was the artist Ujaya from the 2016 live album, The Landing Zone, and that was La Ballade de Tacoli O'Tenen. Sorry, Ujaya, for making you wait for 7 years, but thank you. After that, longtime friend of the show, Joe Frawley, from Waterhouse, his album inspired by the work of artist John William Waterhouse. That track was La Belle Dame Sans Merci. That was from 2018. Igneous Flame after that with Tomorrow With You. That is from Key, which was a 2020 release. Then it was Jim Cole and Spectral Voices. Overtone singing recorded in a water tower, which makes this the second episode in a row featuring people in a water tower. I guess it's just a thing. The album is called Inner Tones. It is from 2007, and that was Arches 2. As a matter of fact, Jim sent me that after I met him at a Steve Roach concert in 2007, down in Philadelphia. Bob Holroyd came after that with 2013's In Motion album, and that track was All Colors Part 1. And then it was Henry Courgette. And you have to look at the playlist on this one because there's a whole lot of cues where you don't think they belong. From Captain Coalshed's Cosmic Quest from 2018, and that track was Cosmic Quest Commencement. You'd think when you have to rely on a gimmick, the music wouldn't be that good, but the music's pretty good, as is the gimmick. Every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. I sit in my spare room and I pull these things together, and you can tell it brings me great joy, particularly when I fuck up. Hey, listen, if you are not already subscribing to the podcast, and right now you're probably having second thoughts anyway, please do so. It's as easy as going to your preferred podcast aggregator and searching for Hypnagogue Podcast, because it's everywhere. You can also get new episodes by email. I promise I haven't been drinking. You can get new episodes by email by heading to hypnagoguepodcast.com. There's a box on the right-hand side menu where you can put in your email address, and up they will pop. I just want to make sure that you get all of this music, and sadly, all of me, being a terribly unprofessional podcast host. It's free. Shut up. I will be back in 2 weeks with more music, and unfortunately more of this, and I want you to be here. So until that time, my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.